Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
good evening. This is Raheem, your brother live, coming out of Philadelphia. I walk the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused on being with the show. By doing this, I will be walking the path of enlightenment, and I will get what I want. Yes, I know what I want. What do you want, Brother Raheem? I want all five tribes to start working together to end man's inhumanity to man. This is what we have to do. First of all, we have to learn how to love each other, okay? Not obsessionism. This is what these societies are teaching. Obsessionism. We have to deal with obsession. Don't get obsessed, so obsessed with somebody that you're able to kill and murder everybody because they don't want to be with you. No, that's not love. They don't want you. Let them move on, man. That is 6 billion people on the planet. I'm sure there's somebody out there that would like you just for who you are. And there's somebody, there's groups, you know, when you're dealing with groups and dealing with different people, you know, you have to think to yourself, you know, when you're saying something, well, if I say this, will this make this person feel good? And if it's not going to make them feel good, just don't say it. It's just that simple. Just don't say it. Okay? And that will keep your groups that you're in some type of harmonic atmosphere. All right? Love is the act that makes others feel good. Man, there's two sides to every coin. Some people don't feel good unless you're their slave, unless they purposely aggravate you, okay? You can't love a person like that. I don't care what you do. You can't love a person like that because you can't walk around miserable all day long because that makes them happy. It don't make sense, okay? If you're free, you're a free person. You want to stay free, okay? And regardless if you hook up with somebody or get in a group or whatever, you still want to be free. Freedom is your top priority because of who you are. What God don't want to be free? Wait a minute, brother. I mean, you just call us God? No, I didn't call you God. The Bible called you God. Psalm 82:6. You are all gods, children of the Most High. And it didn't say Most High God. They trying to throw that in there to trick you again. Want you to be in that subservient mindset, thinking that you're less than and not equal to. Okay? There's nothing, absolutely nothing more powerful than what you see in your mirror. Hello? Irregardless of what the bullies are doing in your school, what the school is teaching you. Okay, the schools are teaching you lopsided information. Sometimes you got to put the answers on the paper to get the A's. Okay, you know they lie. Okay, Thomas Edison or Dennis Franklin, whoever the guy was with the guy, he wasn't the first one to discover electricity. Okay, Christopher Columbus never came here. Okay, well, he came, actually came to the America. Okay, but he didn't come where they said he was coming. Okay, the Americas go... America's was pretty, we had a global empire. It's kind of tricky. I mean, once they start leaving alive, what do they call it? Slippery slope or rabbit hole, whatever they call it. You follow what I'm saying? But you want to engage in what you know, right? They can tell you anything and have you believe them. Oh, my goodness. The stuff that people believe, that's not true, okay? It's just unbelievable. So, I was in a relationship, and I told a person, look, I can deal with anything except what you make up in your mind. I have no defense for that because it's not real. It's not based on reality. It's some conjunction that you have put together to fit a scenario that never even happened because it was formulated in your mind, and it seemed real to you, but it wasn't real, okay? And that's another thing we have to do. We have to get used to looking at reality. What is reality? Oh, boy. That's a good question. Now, what we're going to do today, we're dealing with the tyrannical scripture, okay, the secret doctor. Now, we're going through words. It's called 360 degrees of knowledge, all right? 360 degrees of knowledge, 360 degrees of wisdom. That's what it's called, okay? We're taking some words, okay? We want to put you in a certain thought process. We want to push you towards a certain thought process, all right? Remember, the five tribes make up 1% of the people on the planet. Black, brown, red, yellow, white. If you isolate yourself, then you become a minority. Whites have been isolating themselves. They have become a minority. Blacks did it at first. They became a minority. Once you become a minority, your time for rule is over. I'm telling you. The reason why this country is so powerful, not because of the Bible. Now, the Bible, that's a big factor, okay? But because all five tribes are here working together for the most part, okay? Whenever something happens, whenever something goes wrong, look at the videos. All five tribes are there trying to correct. Whenever there's a disaster, all five tribes are there trying to make this thing work a little better. Do you understand what I'm saying? All five tribes are there to make things better. And when the war breaks out, all five tribes are fighting. Maybe not on the same side, but that's a problem. All right? You have to remember, right now we're trying to get all five tribes to work together to turn this planet into what it already is. This planet is a paradise. It's about, well, we need X amount of dollars to pour into these countries so that we can feed the homeless. You know, before you went over there and start messing with them, taking their stuff, they were doing just fine. Wasn't nobody hungry over there. You understand what I'm saying? They didn't get hungry until you came over there and start taking their resources. Oh, I'm a conqueror. No, you are a thief. Hello? That's what you are. You're a thief. In most cases, if the people who call themselves rulers would leave the people in these countries alone, the people would be fine. They're persecuting. Look at the wars and the so-called conquering that they've been doing. Look at how the people were living before you got there. Okay? Look how they're living now. They got a better house, but they're a mess. You got people sleeping on the street. People can't find food. They dumpster diving. Okay? They didn't live on it. They didn't have to live on the street because there was such an abundance. You could walk down to the river and pick up a lobster and have a lobster all day long. Now a lobster is $25, $30. Who could afford a lobster these days? You know what I'm saying? Well, lobsters are free in abundance everywhere. You know? I mean, I'm just saying minerals was in abundance. Everything was in abundance before you came to start stealing their stuff, hoarding it up. Now you got $1 trillion and they sleeping on the street. That same $1 trillion would have fed all of us. You see what I'm saying? The problem is not the people. The problem is you. You're the problem. They don't need more money to solve their problem. They need you to get out of their business. Leave the indigenous people alone, and they will do just fine. You follow what I'm saying? You've gotten to the point that you're looking so much for profit that you're destroying the planet. Don't make sense. It makes sense if you don't care. Hey, well, I'm only going to be here for 80, 90 years, and I don't care what happens to the planet after that. That's on them. You know what I'm saying? You mean that's on your children and your children's children, okay? Well, I ain't got no children. Well, you need to make some children. That's what this thing is all about, not that you can just have fun and enjoy yourself. Sure, it's an enjoyable experience, but it was made that way so that you can enjoy making babies, okay? Oh, sure, you got to wipe their poop up when they're going crazy, but they're so much fun. Listen, you don't have children, you don't know what you're missing, okay? Anyhow, we're dealing with the tyrannical scriptures today. So we're going to be dealing with 360 degrees of knowledge, all right? Those are words, and we're dealing with a certain thought process. So we're going to go down, we're going to start with some of these words, all right? So you can... To deal with your particular thought process, this is what we're doing. We're trying to increase your awareness of what they're giving you as far as the occult is concerned. And that's another big problem. You don't know what a cult is. You're saying, oh man, that's a cult. Listen, there's two partitions in the Bible. I'm going to get to the stories in a minute. There's two partitions in the Bible. One is about the code on how to gain power, right? If you know how people gain power, then you know how to keep them from taking that power and sitting on your neck with it. That's a, You follow what I'm saying? The other is the stories. That's the occult. The stories are the cult. You know what I'm saying? How can the stories be the occult? Look, you got Christianity, all right? Look how many different groups of Christians that there are. Why? Because one guy told the story better than the other guy. Oh, man, you come out of the church. Oh, man, that preacher was mean. Boy, he got down. She, oh, man, she was something. But it's the same story. The story of Jesus Christ ain't changed. It depends on who's telling the story. Some people tell a story so well, you can listen to them day after day after day. You follow what I'm saying? So that's why we got so many different groups. Islam, same thing. Who told the story of Prophet Muhammad the best? That's the guy you're following. That's the church. That's the mosque that you're in. Sitting there listening to him do the kupa, whatever they call it. You understand what I'm saying? Same thing with the Buddha temple. It's the same thing. You get caught up in the story. What you really want to be dealing with is the power. Okay, you need, these people are taking all your stuff and there's nothing you can do about it because you don't know how to get to the power. Okay, now that's all a thought process, a way to think, a way to think about yourself. Okay, let's go down some of these words and send it to our scripture. This is a secret doctrine. You can't buy this book on the shelf no place. The book ain't out. Okay, it's copywritten, but it ain't out. Okay, I mean, they ain't made it. Well, members of the order, Elohim, Five Tribes, Society of Love, okay, they have copies of the book. They're the only ones that have a copy of the book, okay, because there's some power in this book, too. You know what I mean? It could make things a little difficult for people without the right thought process handling this information, okay? Let's just give you an example of what I mean. The first word up is sovereign, all right? A chief ruler with supreme power, a king or other with limited power. Black's Law, that's Black's Law Dictionary, okay? That's the first word we're dealing with. Now, what does Elohim say about all that? These are the explanations that we give up, okay? Being in authority of yourself, that's a big difference, okay? Listen to how this starts off. Being in authority of yourself. In the other world, it's a chief ruler with supreme power. Follow what I'm saying? You're talking about somebody ruling over somebody else. Being in authority of yourself. You have to rule yourself. That's what this is all about. Okay? Being self-guided. You understand what I'm saying? Well, let's go to the next one. Understanding that there is no power greater than yourself. Oh, boy. A lot of people are going to hang up on that one. We got God out there. We got Allah. We got Jesus. We got Buddha. We got Muhammad. We got Hare Krishna. We got everybody out there. Everybody but the guy you see in the mirror. Okay? That's where the real power is at. Everybody is trying to do what? Everybody is working their brains out, trying to get control over the guy in the mirror, like Michael Jackson said, the man in the mirror. Everybody want control over that guy. Hold on for a second. Everybody wants control over the man in the mirror. They fight for control over this guy. They will hurt you for control over this guy. Okay? You think when they stop you and lock you up, okay, when they lock you up, what are they doing? They're taking control over you. That means you have to work, make license plates, do all kinds of stuff for free. Well, maybe not for free. They'll give you $1 an hour. You go to some of the countries, that's all they get, $1 an hour. Some of them only get $1 a day. What in the world can you do in a growing economy with $1 a day? It's all about somebody feeling as though they're born, as they're being taught, to be your ruler. Okay? This is what they're being taught. These are the lies that they're being given on a daily basis. They want control over your slaves. Wait a minute. I don't have control over something that I don't have. I don't have a slave. Who told you you don't have a slave? Hold on for a second. Who told you you don't have a slave? Something to think about, right? Somebody told you that you're not a slave master. That's why you're in trouble. Because you don't know what's going on. Hello? Okay. Let me give you a wake-up call. Your body will do whatever you tell it. Hello? Ain't no outside source telling your body what to do. You're telling your body what to do. And it will do whatever you tell it to do. If you tell it to go upstairs and jump off a bridge, it's going to jump. But it's going to warn you first. It says, man, if I jump, this is really, really going to hurt. And you say, yeah, I know. But I want out of here. So you jump. You jump. And yeah, excuse me. There's a few things going on around here. I'm trying to figure out while I'm doing this. But look, everybody and everybody's mother wants control over your slave. You are a slave master. You are the master, okay? You're the master of your body. If you're taking drugs, you got to do it. Tell your body to stop. You can stop whenever you're ready. You can stop anything that you want. Once you realize that you're in control. Oh, what they tell you in the church? Oh, my goodness. God is in control of everything. What does that do? That takes the responsibility away from you. You're not responsible for your life. God's responsible for your life. You know what I'm saying? Put some food in that refrigerator. Go sit on that couch. You pray for God to come and feed you. You're literally starved to death on that couch. Okay? Because the God that you're praying to is sitting on the couch. You don't know it, but he's sitting on the couch. She's sitting on the couch. And all she got to do is get up, go make some food and eat. It's just that simple. Okay? I mean, we're just giving you a different thought process. All right? Some of this is going to be hard for you. Some of this is going to, you want to say, man, what is wrong with this guy? Look, you're caught in the matrix. Okay? What is the matrix? Someone has taken control of your mind. God is in control. Okay? Let's go back to the Bible. Who the Bible say God is? Men and women of God. That's what the books say. You love the book. The books say that. Okay? If men and women of God, every time they talk about God, who are they talking about? They're talking about some guy or some lady. Okay? You want to know who God is that you're following? Follow the money you're giving to the church. Whoever's controlling the money, that's the God that's running your life. Okay? And what do they do? How do they shirk the responsibility and get it off of them? They're not responsible for doing nothing for you. Hello? What do you mean they're not responsible for doing nothing for you? Because you're praying to God to get everything that you need. They're living in a $5 million house. How'd they get it? Oh, God bless me. Yeah, God did bless you. The one that's in your mirror is the one that blessed them to get that $5 million house. You can get mad at me all you want. I'm just telling you what's up. Okay? Understanding. These are the explanations of Elohim. Understanding that there is no power greater than yourself. Want something done? Get up off the couch, cut your TV off, and go get it done. You are a designer. That means you got brain power. You can study. You can learn. You'd be amazed at what you can do when you cut off all of the distractions that keeping you from finding out what's going on. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. Now, sovereign means understanding power. This is what we're talking about. Understanding power and how power works. You can't understand power unless you know who the actual power is. Hello? Guns don't pull a trigger by themselves. You can put a million men on the field with a gun. If they don't fire, that weapon will not do nothing. Okay? The power is in the people, in control of the people. Whoever's controlling the people have power because the people are the power. You are the power. As long as you're running around praying to something outside of yourself, you're never going to understand power and how it works. Okay? According to the book. Okay? You're an incorporeal enemy. Okay? When you ate physical food, you became a corporeal being. The whole vibratory frequency shift. And you was able to see yourself. Oh, my goodness, I'm naked. I can see myself. I hear God walking. I hear God walking, coming towards me. You follow what I'm saying? You never heard God walking before. Not until you begin to see yourself. And hey, God got to go physical, too, to come talk to you. Talk to your dumb self. You understand what I'm saying? You have to understand what power is. Every country relies on controlling the people to maintain their power. Once they lose control of the people, they have lost control of the power. If 80% of a country stood up and said, hey, we're done with you. You're out. Trust me. I don't care how many guys you got with weapons. You're out. Because them same guys standing there are going to have to shoot their cousins, aunts, uncles. They're not going to do that. They're going to switch sides. Okay? You are the power. If you want to understand power, go upstairs, look in your mirror. And now you understand what power is. Okay? And the more of you get together, somebody asked me, what is this one God? The one God is every man, woman, and child on the planet working together. That's the one God. If you can produce all of those people on the planet, 6.7 billion people working on one accord, okay, that's the one God. Now we're functioning as one God. Other than that, we're functioning as a whole bunch of separate gods. Anybody can get in there and tell us this lie, tell us that lie, and have us all screwed up. I mean, really screwed up. You think you're screwed up now? Let them keep dividing you into different groups. What groups? How are they dividing you the easiest? Through your colors, through your tribes. Oh, the white tribe is so-and-so, so-and-so. And the black tribe is so-and-so, so-and-so. We were great. We built the pyramids. And we're great now because our evolution says that we're the last ones here. So we're the most evolved, blonde hair, blue eyes. Everything else is going to become extinct like the dinosaurs, you know. This is what they're telling you. It's a bunch of crap. Hello. I know some old people are going to hang up in a few minutes, but hey, I'm just telling you like it is. We just go through a few words, but there's so much power in the process of the words, the way they're giving it to you and the way I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you so that you can see the power that's in yourself. If you got to get a degree, go get a degree. Get whatever you want. You follow what I'm saying? But you don't have to get a degree to learn this stuff. The books is in the library. All you got to do is sit down and read. Hello? The only difference between you and the doctor is they're reading medical books and you're reading comic books. Put the comic books down, read medical books. You know just as much about anatomy as they do. Okay? They're not smarter than you. They just choose to read and study different things. Okay? Take one of them doctors and you give them a music sheet. They don't know up from down. Not all of them, because some of them study multiple things. You got doctors that play music. And you got musicians that are doctors. I mean, what can I tell you? You know what I'm saying? But we're trying to get you to understand power. We're talking about power, okay? Now that you understand power, okay, understanding, and now we're getting you to understand power. You have the power, okay? The power is in your communication. The power is in how you relate to the guy next door, to the guy down the street, to the guy around the corner. The power is in what you want, what direction you're trying to get your country to go in. The country, all five tribes are supposedly working in harmony to push the country towards a better deal, okay? Not to push the country towards white folks because they're telling you they're smarter. They're not smarter. Nobody's smarter than you, and you're not smarter than anybody else. You're all on an equal footing. It's just what you decide to do with the power that you have, okay? Now we're talking about the use of power. You've been in situations where, oh, I get to talking, and I forgot the commercial already. So we're going to run our little commercial here right quick, okay? Well, this is what we do. Yeah, I give people a shout out because they be working so hard trying to bring this information to you. And you know how mainstream gets. They don't want nobody to do anything except for what they're telling you, okay? They don't want nobody to know anything. They don't want no thought process. No thought process happening unless it's the one that they're giving you, telling you that you're not in control. Somebody's in control. Anytime you go into a church, anytime you God is in control, and they're supposed to be following the Bible, you ask them, what God are you talking about? You know what I mean? Since men and women are God, according to the book, what man or woman are you talking to? I don't know. You follow what I'm saying? This is Elohim Five Tribes, Constellation Cyrus Radio Present. Elohim Speaks at 8 to 9 p.m. PA, U.S. time. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to speak or have something to say, and give us a shout-out. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of your phone number. And if you have a company or a group and you want to advertise the company or group, feel free to do so. We don't charge to advertise on the station. This is how we are giving back. We do have a CD on the market that you can purchase to help out with some of this stuff, okay? On Monday, we're talking about the society news. Tuesday, we talk about the tyrannical scriptures, what we're doing now, the secret doctrine. We're reading from the secret doctrine now. Wednesday, we're going to politics. Thursday, we're going to economics. Friday, we talk about health. Saturday, we're talking about now, we was going to do Black History. We're not going to do Black History, okay? I was going to do Black History in honor of Legacy of a Nation because he does Black History every Saturday, but we ain't going to do Black History. We're going to do Five Tribe History. We're going to bring up everybody's history as we go down this thing because each tribe's history is part of world history. That's what's going on. So that's what we're going to be doing on Saturday. We're going to be talking about Five Tribe History. So we're going to talk about all your tribes, okay? And Sunday, we're talking about the Bible 2.0. We want to let you know why King James was respected the way he did and what he did to make the changes that he made in the King James Version so special. You just have to know how to read the book, okay? The release of Gospel CD on the market. Now, also, we have a meditation CD coming out, too. It'll be out soon. Copyrights are in. We're ready to put it on the market. So listen out for it, okay? Elohim meditation tones to activate your pineal gland and pituitary gland. It'll be out in a minute. Y'all look for it, okay? Now, the Gospel CD is called Jesus is Coming. The link is cdbaby.com/cd/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. So check it out. You can catch me on YouTube. Just click Elohim Christ 10 tracks, Jesus is Coming. We ask ourselves when Jesus comes back, where is he coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. The child you dump just might be the one to get us out of this mess. Don't take our chance from us. We need those babies. Just remember, it takes two to make them and takes two to take care of them, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, A Christ Has Come. Now, that's on the market. You can get that one. You can't get the one I'm reading from now. It's job when you can't buy. I would like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his Black History book on Wives Cry. If you notice, out of all the historians, he's the only one I mentioned. There's a reason for that. Because we have a global history, and they stay away from the information that locks us into who we really were and what was really going on in town. The Blacks still ruled the Seven Seas. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces, and he gives you evidence to prove what he stands. You can also catch him on YouTube, too, okay? I'm going to give a shout-out to Legacy Information, hosted by Mac and Son Mac, along with us. But we're going to be doing, not Black History, but we're going to be doing a Bob Trapp history on Saturday. I just came to that conclusion. I couldn't figure out, you know, when we talk about Black history, it's just not enough. Because we're talking about world history, all right? Because they're talking about all five tribes, but they leave the white tribe out. But you can't talk about history unless all five tribes are there together, because they were all there together doing the same crazy stuff at one period, killing and murdering each other for taking over each other's land. I'd like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra Levin. She has a spoken word. Just check her out. In fact, she's doing a little singing and she sounds pretty good, you know. She's on YouTube on the Kamitra Levin, so you can find her out there. Called Spoken Word. I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual reading the Bible. She comes on YouTube, Nikki Love Wunam. The calling number is 909-749-8626. She's a spiritual advisor. So if you want some information on the spiritual vibe, okay, those of you who are practicing a little bit of Voodoo, you know what I'm saying, and you're into the spiritual aspect of stuff, hey, give her a call, okay? She'll do some readings for you and everything else. Plus, we got some pretty good stuff on our website that you might want to buy, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNAACR, 1918, 1929 of the world. And meet every Wednesday for more information, contact President Mark P. at 267-822-2320. The reason I mentioned Marcus Garvey had the largest black organization in the history of the country. When I say black, I'm talking about four tribes other than white, because white wasn't letting nobody join. They stuck in town. So I'm saying they were trying to isolate themselves, which made them actually a minority, okay? And they've been a minority ever since they've been here. They've just been denying people access. But if you don't know anything about Marcus Garvey, take a few minutes, you know what I mean? Google Marcus Garvey and find a little bit about him and how they occulted him. I say occult, the stories they put on him to denigrate him. The stories are how they occult you. They occult everybody. In politics, they're occulting each other like crazy, telling lies on each other, all kinds of stories that get you not think good about. That's the occult, okay? When somebody say it's a cult, look at the stories that they're following. That's the cult that they're following. I don't care if it's Christianity, Buddhism, whatever. Look at the stories. That's the occult portion, okay? And from the stories, you'll see where their power base is. Once you get to the power base, then the stories are irrelevant. It's all about the power, arguing about the stories. Okay, I'd like to give a shout out to Tommy Thornton, who writes under the name T. Thornton, Heaven 219T. That's what he's writing under the name of now. Heaven 2019 T. Thornton. More information, call 267-259-4077. And listen to some of his music. Listen to some of you hit a harmony in there. He helped me with some of the harmonies. That was a beautiful voice. Got an old school style out of Philadelphia, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Pasolini at the Academy, licensed and certified. She's an EMT who is currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Taylor has a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, give her a call, 215-594-3081 from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., okay? My email address is taylorpasolini@gmail.com. Oh, let's give a shout out. Wait a minute, I missed somebody. Safe More Electronics. I know I missed somebody. They're industrial electricians. They do stuff in the house. They do your sockets, your lights, and all that stuff. If something ain't working right, literally, get them a car. And they also do home systems, too. And their number is 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healer, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. You can go on his website, Dr. Paul's website. He got so much stuff on his site, it will blow your mind, okay? I'm going to get his website. I'm going to call him tomorrow and get his website. Dr. Bill, his number is 315-613-864, okay? If you don't have one of these guys on speed dial, you deserve to be sick. No, nobody really deserves to be sick. So don't worry. Give these guys a call and be healthy. Okay, let's get back to where we are here, okay? Where are we at here? Okay. We're dealing with sovereign. Boy, how can we get stuck with sovereign for so long? Because that's a big word, a really big word, okay? Now, here's the last part that we were dealing with. Now, we're talking about the use of power, right? Now, you have power. You don't have to pray for power. You're carrying power. You were made to carry power, according to the Bible. You were made to carry power. Wait a minute, Brother Elohim. I don't even want to read that in the Bible. Let us make men and women in our image. How do you think they were making men and women? If they were men and women, how do men and women make men and women? They were procreating, okay? They were making babies. Do you understand what I'm saying? They were making babies, and they made these babies for over a 1,000-year period and put the babies on the planet. How do you know that there were other people here? When you go a little bit further down in the book, Cain slew Abel, and he left, and he found his wife. Where'd his wife come from? Hello? His wife came from the people that were made by the men and women when they said, let us make men and women in our image. Now, when you make a baby, you definitely want that baby coming out in your image. The baby's going to come out in your image and say, hey, honey, something don't look right here. This baby looks like it's from Mars or planet Pluto or something. You know, don't look nothing like me in my image. Come on, man. To see that the codes are so easy when you understand the code, but you have to accept one thing. You have to accept who you are. What is a God? Don't listen to this crazy stuff that they tell you what God is. All of a sudden, God going to snap his fingers and all the planets going to fall apart. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that point where we had that kind of power. But right now, we're working on it, okay? We're just getting off the planet. We're just now coming back into what we used to do. You follow what I'm saying? Because when we made the planets, men and women making the planets, that means we had technology to make planets. Okay, it wasn't a coincidence that they wrote the 12 things for Moses with a laser beam. Wasn't a coincidence they were showing a light on the bush. You know, the bush couldn't burn because it wasn't nothing but a light on the bush coming from the ship. He was speaking to the speakers to Moses. The rumbling in the car was the engines up there. Anyhow, I don't want to go too far here. But you were made to carry power. That's who you are. You were made from the people that made all of his stuff. Okay? Now we're talking about the use of power. This planet is a paradise. Use your power for the betterment of all 5 tribes. Got to get rid of your anger, get rid of your anger. Oh, they had me in slavery. And they raped them around. You did the same thing to them, black folks. Look at your history. Okay? You were ruthless at some time to the other tribes. You were ruthless sometimes to the white tribe. Come on. You were ruthless sometimes to all 5 tribes, even your own. And you know where I'm coming from? You go back and you look at that history like I'm looking at this history. It was a mess back then. Everybody doing the same thing. You look at Chinese history. They fighting to get the kingdoms together, and then you have Korea trying to get organized, and they fighting with Wang Gun. You know, watch the history. They fighting all over the thing. Then you have the Romans. They trying to conquer this, and they trying to get themselves together. You know, you look at the Third Reich. Go back and find out what the First Reich was. I take you back into a Roman, and he was fighting out of all the tribes together. The whole thing is kind of interesting, man. You follow what I'm saying? When you get into it, it's just absolutely amazing when you get into it. But the use of power, you're carrying power, okay? You just have to learn how to use your power. I just went down to vote. They looked at me kind of sideways because I'm asking her questions about the voting thing. I said, excuse me, because on one side, they had all the new judges, okay, that were advertising. On the other side, they had all the judges that was already there. And it said, do you want the judge to stay or go? I'm saying, well, if they're going to go, who's going to replace them? I didn't know that the first side was the judges are going to replace the ones on the other side. I didn't know that. So when I came out, I went to ask them questions about it, okay? Because when I look at the judges that was there and I look at the state And how many, all our children locked up in the jail? I pushed no on all of them, get rid of all of them. And I didn't know I was doing the right thing until I went out and asked the lady. I said, I pushed no on the judges, but how do I know what judge is going to replace them? She told me that the judges on the new side, right, were the incoming judges that wanted to come in and replace the judges on the other side. I said, oh, so I know I did right to get rid of all of them because our children locked up in jail. Something they're not doing right. Get rid of them. That's something that we didn't know. See, people, listen to me. You're carrying power. You got so much power, you just don't know what to do with it, okay? You're caught up in the matrix. That's what this show is all about. Breaking you free from the matrix. What is the matrix? The matrix is mind control. If you watch the movie The Matrix, Keanu Reeves was sitting in a doggone in a tub full of liquid. And everything that he was doing was all in his mind. He said, oh, my eyes were hurting. That's because you never used them before. Oh, Lord, what are you doing? You're going to have to feed. We have to rebuild your muscles because you never walked before. You follow what I'm saying? You have no idea what's going on because they have taken control over your mind. How? Through the occult. What is the occult? Through the stories. You believe all these crazy stories that's coming out. All these crazy stories that's going on. Think about this for a second. You had Captain Kirk. This guy has been in space for 40 years going through planets and fighting the Klingons and the Romulans. I mean, they were rumbling for 40, all his life. He'd been in space fighting. But come back to reality, getting away from the stories, because all the stories was a bunch of lies. The man went to space for the first time in his life. All that time he'd been living in a non-reality situation. None of it was real. He finally went to space. And he didn't go up in space, you know, like they're out there flying around the moon and all that. No. He barely went up into the outskirts of the planet that they call space, and he came back down. He got to smell space. That's all he did. Get a chance to live up there or do nothing in space. But think about it. For the last 40 years, that was one of the most popular series on TV, Star Trek and Star Wars and all that stuff. Ain't none of them been to space, not once, okay? But they got occults sent up around the story. You got people with Chewbacca outfits on, and you go look out at the trick-or-treating Halloween, see the outfits that they wear. They are wearing these outfits as if these guys was actually real. Romulan outfits and getting paid on this stuff. But it's all lies. It's the occult. This is how they get you. They get you with the occult. The occult is the stories. It ain't some special group. Oh, man, they got a cult over there. Yeah, they got a cult, just like the one you in, Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, whatever the names of your groups are. They're all cults. Depends on the stories. And the one you follow, the preacher that you follow, is the one that tells the story the best. The imam that you follow is the one that tells the story the best. That's why they got so many different groups out there, okay? Once you get to the power, the story becomes irrelevant. That's why they're arguing over the stories. Well, he said this. I know in chapter so-and-so, verse so-and-so, he said that. No, he said this. Now, this is what he meant. You go back into the language, and they on and on all day long, okay? The story of Joseph, 50% budget. So once you get that, the rest of it don't matter. If you own a 50% budget, whether Joseph was alive or fell off a tree or whatever, whether the lady raped him or whatever, none of that matters. Do the 50% budget and you never be broke. That's all that matters. The rest of it is immaterial. You know what I'm saying? Moses, oh, Lord, have mercy. He come with the snakes and my snakes, and he ate his snakes, and he come with the plagues, and oh my goodness, on and on and on. Moses wasn't real. It was a type of Moses, yada, 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 okay? He set up a centralized banking system. Black folks, you're here talking trash. Where's your centralized banking system at? Once you get your centralized banking system up, the rest of the story don't matter. you're doing a central. Where do you think they're getting this stuff from? You think all of a sudden these K people just come up with a centralized banking system? They got it out of your book, man. Okay? Every book in that Bible was written by black folks. Okay? They got it out of your book. All right? This is where they're getting this up from, you know? And say, well, wait a minute. They got armies and military. Yeah, you go to numbers. They will tell you how to make the armies from what you have, from your tribes. It's where you get the armies from. Wait a minute, man. What are you talking about? We're talking about power, okay? We're talking about how to get power, how to use your power. If you go back, oh boy, I'm running out of time again. If you go back and look at all these Chinese stories, all of the king's children were experts in martial arts and weaponry. They would go out and lead the army in battles and all that. How many of your children have you trained to be expert in military affairs? Hello? Because you don't have an empire to protect. Not realizing that the empire that you're in is yours to protect. If I understand. For those who are on the line, do me a favor. Go to the Book of Numbers, and it will tell you where they got the Social Security system from. It will tell you at what age they picked the young men to go to war. It's right in there. But you're reading the book all day long. You never see it. You know what I'm saying? Because what did the church tell you? God is in control. God controls everything. I'm giving all my control to God. Yeah. Like I said, you want to know what God controlling you? Follow the money. That's what God's controlling you. You're caught up in the matrix, people. The matrix are the stories. That's the matrix. Stories. That's the cult. The cult is the stories. I didn't say a cult. I said cult. You're being culturized, not culturized. They say culturized, but it's cultarized. Hello? See what I'm saying? You're not under a culture because there's only two cultures on the planet that exist, period. That's the read-what-you-sow culture and the dog-eat-dog culture. Everything else is culturized. You're being occulted. I'm just bringing it down to you so you can see it from a different perspective. This is what I'm doing. This is what Elohim is bringing to you. You follow me? So that you will know what's going on with you and what's happening with your children. Okay? Why do you think they got so many movies, HBO, and they got all these doggone movies and stories and everything out there? You're being occulted. Okay? You're being locked in the matrix. If you don't come from, some people rush home every week just to catch this episode. They rush every day. Oh, as soon as they get off work, they right to the TV. They want to catch this story because the story is so good. Oh, well, those stories are good. I'm a Star Trek. I watch Star Trek religiously. You follow what I'm saying? I had no idea what was going on. You know where I'm coming from? Think about it. Captain Kirk, right? In space. 40 years. Leaning back and forth when the ship was supposed to be under attack, all this stuff, falling on the ground. Never spent a day in space. And when he went up there, he could only stay for a few minutes because they don't have the technology to keep him up there longer. He was only able to smell space. He couldn't go up in it. So what's all the other stuff? It was the story. It was the occult. The last part of this. Sovereign, we're on page 133, the word is sovereign, in Tyrannical Scriptures, complete volume, okay? Those of you who have the book, you can go in and look at the book, but those who don't, you have to come, you have to download this chapter, and you have to download this episode and listen to it on the episode. That's the only way you'll be able to get it, okay? The last part is being able to manage and manipulate divine energy. Wait a minute, Brother Elohim. What do you mean divine energy? I thought all energy is divine. Yes, it is. But you got divine energy, and then you got the divine energy. You follow what I'm saying? Energy, energy comes on multiple levels, like everything else. Okay? Water is energy. Okay? H2O, you can make a hydrogen bomb out of water. You can take water and blow up something. You can take enough water and blow up something pretty good. You know, don't, let's not start talking about heavy water. You know, they're using atomic bombs. Hello. Everything is energy, but now you got energy that's on a spiritual level. When we say divine energy, we're not talking about energy on a physical plane. We're talking about energy on a spiritual plane. Well, what do they call as energy? They're calling it dark matter. Star Trek and them call it subspace, but they're calling it dark matter. They don't know how to use it. They don't know how to manipulate it. They don't know how to do anything with it. They just know that it's there. But you can manipulate this energy through your meditation. Oh, I didn't know that. But you have to first decalcify your pineal gland and your pituitary gland. How do I do that? Okay? Through meditation and through tones. We have a CD coming out on the market that's going to do just that. Now, those who already have the packages, you know, you already got your CD. So you can listen to the tones all you want. But we're going to put the tones on YouTube. So you'll be able to listen to the tone. Those who want to decalcify your pineal gland and pituitary gland, this will bring up more energy from your kundalini, which will give you a chance to have a DNA awakening so you can stop using this brain of yours and start using your DNA, which is way more powerful than the brain, if I want to say, way more powerful. And you'll be able to manipulate divine energy. Now, remember, you're connected through everything in the universe out there. There's no coincidence that there's copper and zinc and all that stuff in your body. There's no coincidence because of how you were made. You were made from source energy, okay? That takes us back into the uncaused cause and how it began, yada, yada. We're not going to do that today. I'm just saying it takes us back into all of that, all right? Now, now the next thing, what we got? We got about 2 minutes left. I only have time to finish this whole thing. These words are so powerful. We're going to be here tomorrow. I'm actually ready to just go strictly into the tyrannical scriptures, but the Bible is very important, and I can't leave that out. Now, tomorrow is Wednesday, so I think Wednesday, what are we talking about? Politics? We're going to be talking about this election. I hope you all went out to vote. I hope you voted for these crazy judges that are giving us hell out here and kick these guys out of office. So the next one, we're going to be dealing with every next week. To exist as a controller of divine energy, that's kind of strange. Learning how to manipulate divine energy. Now, to exist as a controller of divine energy, that's two different things. The existence of being in control and the manipulation of a thing. Something to think about, you know? I've walked the path of divine energy, and I eagerly embrace all that I have done to come back to me. So let it be written. So let it be done. Read what you saw. That's how I live. That's my life. Read what you saw. I'm not going to do anything that I don't want nobody to do to me. Trust me, there's a lot of things I would love to do if I can get away with it. But I'm beyond all that, okay? This is your brother, Elohim. We only got about 30 seconds left. Those are on the line. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. I have been sending a text. So you're calling in. Now, remember, we're in different countries, too. So this broadcast is going to a whole lot of places, all right? So now if you get a chance, download some of the shows, listen to them again. If you missed part of the show, download it and listen to them. And remember, love is an act to make others feel good. So you guys have a feel-good day. This is your brother Elohim signing off. Much love. We'll chit-chat again tomorrow, barring nothing crazy happens again, okay? So our goal is to be here every day, all right? So, well, I can't close the show out. How about that? Maybe I should stay on for another hour, huh? Okay. It's going to close that by itself. Much love, guys. We'll chit-chat some more tomorrow, okay?